Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Thanks again for subscribing. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstores, right? And this book, which we've been going through quite a while, we're almost finishing it up, So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. 20th century English versions of the Bible. Unfortunately, none of these versions are biblical at all. And we're going through the NASB, the Non-American Substandard Translation. And the question I ask you is, do you have a Holy Bible? Because in the 1769 King James Bible, in 2 Peter 1:21, it says holy men. And in the New American Substandard, it just says men. In Matthew 25:31, the King James Bible says holy angels. And the New American Substandard just says angels. In 1 Thessalonians 5:27, the King James Bible says holy brethren. And the New American Substandard says brethren. In Revelation 22:6, the King James Bible says holy prophets. And the New American Substandard just says prophets. In Revelation 18:20, the 1769 King James Bible says holy apostles and prophets. And the New American Substandard says apostles and prophets. In John chapter 7, verse 39, the King James Bible says Holy Ghost. And the New American Substandard says Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 2:13, the King James Bible says Holy Ghost. And the New American Substandard says Spirit. In Matthew 12:31, the King James Bible says Holy Ghost. And the New American Substandard says Spirit. In Acts chapter 6, verse 3, the King James Bible says Holy Ghost. And the New American Substandard says Spirit. In Acts chapter 8, verse 18, the King James Bible says Holy Ghost. And the New American Substandard says Spirit. Now let's take a look at a comparison of the God of the Bible in Christianity in your 1769 King James Bible and the New American Substandard. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, it's Jehovah. And in the New American Substandard, it's the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 5:18, in your King James Bible, it's Jesus Christ. And in the New American Substandard, it's just Christ. In Acts chapter 8, verse 18, the King James Bible has the Holy Ghost. And in your New American Substandard, it just has the Spirit. In Acts chapter 17, verse 29, the King James Bible has the Godhead. And the New American Substandard has divine being. And in Revelation 1:11, the King James Bible has I am Alpha and Omega, and the New American Standard omits it. It's not in it. In the King James Bible, John 4:42, it has the word Christ, and in the non-American substandard version, it's omitted. So thanks again for joining me here. And I ask you the question, do you have a Holy Bible that you believe?